time. Only Dandelions broadcast to the New York metropolitan and Hancock Long Island area, on which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians have a platform to address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs 27:17 tells us, iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed whom we converse with and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next hour, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, there's our host, Chris Arnson.
Welcome back to
Iron Sharpens Iron.
Good evening, Long Island, New York, Connecticut, and those listening internationally over the internet. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron, wishing you all a happy Friday on this Friday of Memorial Day weekend. And let's pray that we don't have any more technical problems tonight. Well, tonight we have back, returning to the Iron Sharpens Iron broadcast, Pastor Mark Allison. Mark Allison is minister at the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, Pennsylvania, an adjunct professor of theology and pastoral theology at Geneva Reformed Seminary in Greenville, South Carolina. Tonight he is addressing the theme of Harold Camping's defiance. When we had Pastor Allison on the program last, he did a two-part episode on Harold Camping. This was prior to the May 21st date that he had predicted Judgment Day would begin. Obviously, we have now passed that day by 6 days, and we are still here on the planet Earth, and then Professor Allison and I are conducting a live radio show, and Mr. Camping, although clearly was proven to be a false prophet by making that prediction of the Judgment Day beginning on May 21st, 2011, he is still defiant, and he is just trying to backpedal by saying that the Judgment Day was a spiritual judgment and that the physical destruction of the world will happen this October. If you'd like to join us on the air with a question for Pastor Mark Allison of the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, Pennsylvania, regarding Harold Camping, our number is 631-482-8300. 631-482-8300. Want to pick up the phone during the station break? Call your family, friends, and loved ones. Perhaps especially if you know that they happen to be followers of Harold Camping. Perhaps many folks out there are extremely depressed. They might even be on the verge of bankruptcy now because of pouring money into advertising this prediction of the end of the world. Perhaps their marriages are dissolving. Perhaps people tragically are contemplating suicide. We have no idea the depths of despair and depression that may be going through some minds out there. And also, you may have some folks that are just so completely brainwashed and deluded by this cult leader, Harold Camping, that they can just completely accept his explanation for May 21st, not bringing a physical judgment day, and they're just waiting for October now. But anyway, have your family, friends, and loved ones tune into the program on 7:40 a.m. on the dial, WNYH, if they live on Long Island, many parts of New York State, Connecticut, and southern New Jersey. But they can hear the program anywhere on the planet Earth via live streaming at sharpens.org, sharpens.org. Or not only is the program live streamed, but you can hear past programs that are archived there on free downloadable MP3. That number is to call in with a question, 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. We look forward to hearing from you and your questions for Pastor Mark Allison about Harold Camping's defiance right after these messages, so don't go away.
It's more and more difficult these days in a culture dominated by commercialism to find a biblically sound local congregation that has not also caved into the mindset and methodology of mainstream media advertising agencies that seek to appeal to the appetites of the world. If you've been looking for a fellowship that still regards the Holy Scriptures as the only authoritative standard for faith and practice, and still believes that each and every word found there is equally inspired of God, please pay a visit to Massapequa Bible Ministries, near the border of Nassau and Suffolk Counties on Long Island. Pastor Jack Thomas and the folks at Massapequa Bible Ministries focus their meetings on studying God's Word, which they believe should be paramount when believers gather together. Massapequa Bible Ministries meets at the facilities of the South Shore Dance Studio, 81 Grand Avenue in Massapequa, just 2 blocks north of the train station off of Central Avenue. Their Sunday services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and they have children's Bible studies and junior church services every Sunday. They also have Wednesday night prayer meetings at 7:30 at the home of members. Call Pastor Jack Thomas at 631-691-0063 for more details. That's 631-691-0063. Or visit massbibmin.org.
Standard Bible has been widely embraced as the most literally accurate English translation from the original languages. Millions of people, students, scholars, pastors, missionaries, and laypersons alike trust the NASB, learning from it and applying it to the challenges of their everyday lives. Discover what the original text says word for word. The New American Standard Bible has been updated, increasing clarity and readability. Vocabulary, grammar, and sentence structure were carefully reviewed. Discover and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. For more details on the most literal Bible translation that is now more readable, visit www.nasbible.com. That's www.nasbible.com.
Hi, my name is Kristen Buttafuoco. My father is Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates, the personal injury lawyers. I've seen firsthand the time, love, and dedication that my dad puts into each and every case. His firm is dedicated to helping victims of accident and medical malpractice. It was his passion for his clients that inspired me to pursue a law career of my own. He has over 20 years of experience, so he knows exactly what to do for you. If you or a loved one has been injured, please call my dad at 1-800-669-HURT. That's 1-800-669-HURT. I know he will help you, just as he's helped thousands of other victims rebuild their lives. Hopefully one day I will be able to touch people's lives as my father and his staff have. So call Buttafuoco & Associates at 1-800-669-HURT and let them fight for you. 1-800-669-HURT. We help accident victims rebuild their lives.
If you're like me, you can never seem to find a battery when you really need one. But I found the solution, so I'll let you in on a little secret. BatteryDepot.com provides you with an affordable, easy way to quickly get almost any kind of battery you need without ever leaving your home. Cell phone, cordless phone, digital camera, laptop, power tool, or any kind of battery for your home or industry. For only 99 cents shipping, it's cheaper than using gas, and 99% of all orders are shipped within 48 hours. Just visit BatteryDepot.com, or you can call toll-free at 1-866-403-3768. The prices at BatteryDepot.com are very competitive, and further discounts for multiple orders and tax-exempt organizations are available. Visit BatteryDepot.com now or call 1-866-403-3768. That's 1-866-403-3768. BatteryDepot.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnson. If you just tuned us in, our guest tonight is Pastor Mark Allison with the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, Pennsylvania. And his congregation, where he serves as minister, has a long connection with Family Radio, which ended, I believe, after the false prediction of 1994 being the end of the world. But it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to the Iron Sharpens Iron broadcast, Pastor Mark Allison.
Chris, it's a joy to be with you again, and we hope to study this man again tonight.
Yes, and let me repeat our phone number if you care to call in with a question. 631-482-8300. 631-482-8300. Perhaps you might be even a follower of Mr. Camping and you'd rather remain anonymous. You may do that if you so desire. 631-482-8300. Well, tell us something about the connection, first of all, that the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, Pennsylvania, where you currently serve as pastor, tell us about that connection, because I am aware that the very first time I ever heard my friend John Greer, the former pastor of that congregation, first time I ever heard him was on family radio before he returned to his native Northern Ireland. But tell us more about this connection.
Well, John Greer was the pastor here for 17 years, and in the year 2000, he went back to Northern Ireland. While he was here, there were a number of family radio people who came to the church, including the vice president of family radio, and they used the preaching of John Greer and some of my messages by putting them on the evening program. And then John Greer had a daily program Monday to Friday, I think it was at 2 o'clock, a 15-minute broadcast where he was expounding the scriptures on family radio. And so we had a close connection that way. A lot of folks came through these doors of ours, sat under the ministry. Some were members in the congregation. Some still are. We have several of our elders and deacons who at one point were following the teaching of Mr. Camping. But when 1994 prediction came and went, those folks jettisoned the teaching of Camping and I believe became more scripturally oriented in their own thinking. In 2001, when Mr. Camping said that the church was given over to Satan, we had a number of folks that left the church at that time. We were not going to close the doors of the church. We don't believe the church has been given over to Satan. And there were about 12 to 14 people at that time that left the church. Some were members, some were just regular attenders. But they left because Mr. Camping said the church was given over to Satan. Then later, Mr. Camping came out with his new date, May 21st, 2011.
And I understand the retired vice president of Family Radio was once a member of the congregation where you pastor.
Yes, he was. He was not one of the first to leave. In fact, when he was here, he disagreed with Mr. Camping's teaching that the church was giving over to Satan. I'm not sure how he fits now into Camping's works. He still works for Family Radio as far as organizing mission teams, but I don't know all of his beliefs as to whether he's still holding to what he held to when he was with us or whether he's imbibed some of the teachings of Mr. Camping, which have become very strange of late.
We do have a caller on the line. Please give us your first name and the city and state you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
This is Catherine and I'm from Arizona.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
And what city in Arizona are you from?
You know, I'm just about 35 miles from the church of Dr. James L. Wright.
Oh, great.
We've spoken before in the past about some things, Chris. I called today to ask about the scripture in Matthew 24 where Jesus is clearly stating that no man knows the hour. And then I listened to Mr. Camping's response. His response was, well, that scripture doesn't mean the sun isn't Jesus. It must be Lucifer or someone else. And it hit me, struck me, that this is the essence of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, where the people were attributing the miracles of Jesus to something ungodly. That's exactly what Mr. Camping did, and I find it appalling. Is there anything to my belief there?
Pastor Allison?
The passage of Matthew 24 does not make reference to the sun. That is in Mark chapter 13. But it does say, but at that day and hour north, no man know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Mr. Camping then appeals to Matthew 13 and then tries to, I feel, divert attention as to what's really being said by entering into a debate as to who the sun is. Obviously, the sun, if you look at the context, is Christ. It's not Lucifer. It's not anyone but Jesus Christ. But having said that, that still means that no man knows the day and the hour. Mr. Camping is but a man, and he cannot predict the coming says that he can. As to whether Mr. Camping is blaspheming the Holy Ghost, I would refer more to what he is saying about the church as a blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Mr. Camping says the church was given over to Satan in 1988, and that since then every preacher who has preached, even evangelical godly preachers, have been really been the mouthpiece of Satan. So that when you hear the gospel preached in your church, or when you hear sin being rebuked, or you hear an exhortation of following after Christ, that is really Satan speaking to you. Well, if that be the case, then it's not the Spirit of God ministering to you, it's Satan. Well, certainly that is not the case. And the church has not been given over to Satan. I'm speaking about the Orthodox Bible-believing church. And to attribute the ministry of a preacher who is preaching and the moving of the Spirit in your midst as the really the moving of Satan, yes, that does border on the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. I think it would be an awful tragedy for people to be in a church and being ministered to by God and then have someone come and tell them that's really Satan speaking to their hearts.
Is that satisfactory for you?
It is, Chris. Thank you very much.
By the way, have you ever called into the program before?
No, Chris, I haven't, mostly because when you come on, it's dinner time at my house, but tonight I had a break, so...
Oh, great. Well, since you're a first-time caller, you're going to be receiving a free, genuine leather New American Standard Bible, compliments of the publishers of the New American Standard Bible, and also the law firm of Buttafuoco & Associates. So if you go to my website, sharpens.org, click on Contact Chris Arnzen underneath my photograph, give me your full name and address, and we'll ship that up to you as soon as possible.
Thanks very much, Chris. And let's talk again about me doing a newsletter for you in the future.
Oh, great. Yes, I do remember that conversation.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it. And Pastor Allison, thank you also for your answer. It clears a lot in my mind.
Very good.
Great. Well, have a blessed Memorial Day weekend.
God bless. Bye-bye.
631-482-8300 is our number, 631-482-8300. If you have a question regarding Harold Camping, and our guest tonight is Pastor Mark Allison of the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. And again, our number is 631-482-8300. If you have another caller on the line, please give us your first name and the city and state you're calling from.
Hi, Jyoti from India, back in Grand Rapids again.
Hey, Jyoti, how are you?
Final thanks. I just wanted to ask you one thing. Now, he has written a couple of good books in the past, you know, Fig Tree, and then there was another one on Tulip and on Bible study. Now, do you think they're good, or another one was on tongues, right? What do you think about those books? Should that be used, or don't that not be used anymore?
I have a feeling that Pastor Allison, even if the book is good, I've never read any of Mr. Camping's books, but even if the book is good, I would be surprised if Pastor Allison would recommend anybody passing out books with Harold Camping's name on the cover. What do you think, Pastor Allison?
Well, Mr. Camping has shown himself to be a false teacher. He is reading back in order publications some of his new ideas. So I'm not sure how much of those publications have been corrupted of late. But I would warn anyone about getting the books of Mr. Camping and reading them because of the danger that he poses in so many areas. He said a date and he was wrong. But that is not the worst of his errors. That's a bad error, but it's not the worst. We just mentioned the giving over to the church to Satan. That, to me, is blasphemy. And to think that the good shepherd is somehow going to lose his people to Satan doesn't square at all with John chapter 10. Mr. Camping does believe in a form of Calvinism, but it's really more of a hyper-Calvinism, where if you wanted to come to Christ, he would not encourage you to come. He'd tell you to go home, read your Bible, call out to God for mercy. That is not biblical. John Calvin wouldn't have done that, nor would any of the Calvinists who were truly God's servants in past days. They'd have told you to come to Christ. And they had echoed what Paul said to the Philippian jailer who wanted to be saved, said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. They believe that faith was a gift, but they also believe that that gift would be exercised by someone who was being brought into the kingdom by the moving of God's Spirit. And so they would instruct men and women to come to Christ. Mr. Camping will not do that. He's off when it comes to the will of man. He says that any invitation to invite people to come to Christ is free willism. Well, the invitation is precious of Mr. Camping's take on Calvinism. To me, it's outside the mainstream of what truly is the 5 points of Calvinism, which I hold to very strongly. But I abominate this teaching of Mr. Camping, where someone wants to be saved, the Spirit dealt with their hearts, they want to come to Christ, and then he puts a roadblock in front of them.
Yeah, man, I do agree with what you have said, but if you let me go a little further, a friend of mine has printed thousands of his book on tongues. And a couple of years ago, I said, look, we need to stop distributing this booklet, though it's a good book. We are on sensationalism, but, you know, it's written by Harold Camping.
Yes.
But now with all these things which have come in, you know, May 21st, and we had some problem in India. With people going around and putting this big advertisement in billboards down. So I felt, you know, I think the book should be banned. And I guess just before I convinced his brother, I thought I'll have a second opinion about it.
Well, let me tell you a story that happened recently. One of my interviews was up on the internet, and a radio station made reference to it in Liberia. That's in Africa. And from making reference to it, someone in the audience in Liberia went to the website of Harold Camping, took down the information, started getting his literature and passing it all out through Liberia. After that point, no one in Liberia had ever heard of Harold Camping.
Wow.
So I would, you know, I had to do a radio interview to try to clear my name and to refute Mr. Camping over the air. But, you know, it's very dangerous putting out a man's teaching, even if he's good in one area, putting out their man's teaching, because they're going to get their hands on stuff that's not good. And even with his stuff on the tongues, he's woven that into his prophetic chart, trying to show that the tongues is indication right at the end of the age. And I would steer people away from that, because there's other good literature out there on those subjects.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tom. Quite helpful, then.
Hey, Jyoti, you should be receiving your Bible that you won a few days ago. You should be receiving that, hopefully, God willing, next week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you much.
All right. Well, have a blessed Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
And have a safe trip back to India as well.
Yeah. Bye then.
All right. Our number is 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. Are you aware, Pastor Allison, of people that were deceived by Harold Camping that repented and perhaps returned to your congregation, or at least let you know that they had repented, realized they were deceived and repented of this?
We have not had anyone turn to the congregation yet. We have been in contact with some who left us, and they're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Mr. Camping's new interpretation of May 21st. But those people that I'm referring to were deceived in 1994. We were dealing with a man in California by way of internet, and he has come to Christ. He is rejoicing in Christ. He's overthrown the calendar of Mr. Camping. He's been trying to help others out from under Mr. Camping's dominion, and that's all happened in the last few weeks. So we do know that this teaching of Mr. Camping is having an effect of humbling some hearts, but those who were deceived in 94 and are now allowing themselves to be deceived again in 2011, many of them are doing the same thing they did in 94, which is to just to reinterpret the date. The date was right, the event wasn't quite accurate, but the date was all right.
And I know that I brought this question up to one of my other guests, that when we were speaking on the subject of Harold Camping, I was wondering what you how you respond to this. There are some people who object to my calling Mr. Camping a false prophet, and they will insist that he's not guilty of being a false prophet, even though he was wrong in his calculations from the scripture, because they will say he is not a false prophet because he is not claiming to be receiving extra-biblical divine revelation. They are saying he is getting it from the scripture, and even if he's in error, he should not be considered a false prophet. How do you respond to that?
It's interesting that a few days just before May 21st, USA Today had a full-page advertisement by the camping followers, and in those advertisements they referred to Mr. Camping as a prophet. I thought that was very telling.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Mr. Camping himself does say he has new revelation. I think really what he means is new interpretation, but he really calls it new revelation.
Wow.
Certainly it's nothing inside of Scripture, although he claims that he's reading from the Word and getting it from the Word, but it's really coming from outside of Scripture, and he's forcing it down upon Scripture. When he said that he had infallible proof that Christ was coming May the 21st, 2011, one of the tracts they put out referred back to Genesis chapter 7, where it said that Noah was to go into the ark, and in the 7 days the rain would start, and it would rain for 40 days and 40 nights. He said those 7 days should be interpreted as 7,000 years, because the day of the Lord is 1,000 years, and he knew the exact date of when the ark and Noah went into the ark, and we go 7,000 years from that, and now we're at May 21st, 2011. Strangely enough, that in that same verse it says that it would rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And he didn't say there would be a 40,000 tribulation period, 40,000-year tribulation period. In other words, he's not even consistent with his own interpretations. He is forcing things down on Scripture. That's not eisegesis. That is eisegesis, reading into the Word of God. We believe in exegesis, where we take the Word of God and let it speak to us.
What is the claim of people who perhaps disagreed with his date setting and all that, and even his view of the church, but they have such a fondness for him because perhaps he was used of God to lead them to Christ, or perhaps he was used of God to lead them to the Reformed faith, even though he's largely abandoned that faith. But in defense of him, they'll say, well, perhaps he is approaching senility, perhaps it's his age, perhaps this is a mental problem of some kind. How do you respond to that kind of defense of him for making these grotesque errors?
We have talked to people who know Mr. Camping personally. I do not. I've never met him, although I've heard him on the radio since 1980. But I've never met him personally. But I know those who have, who work with him, and they say it's not a mental problem. I asked point blank one of his co-workers, and he said, no, it's a matter of pride. He will not let go of his date and of his charts. And this was stated to me 9 years ago, and it's still the opinion of this particular person who knows Mr. Camping very intimately. I won't give his name over the air, but I could quote three men who work with Mr. Camping, and they all say the same thing. It's a matter of pride. He will not let go of this date. And, I hope that the man is a saved man, but I have real doubts concerning what he is now saying, what he's now doing. God's the judge of all mankind, but what he is teaching is certainly heretical, and what he's teaching is certainly false, and what is being begun right now before our eyes is a cult. I think it fits every definition of a cult. The Orthodox teaching is being jettisoned, surrounding a particular man, as the other cults had a charismatic leader that was leading them. And then usually there was something about prophecy, and they are right in the center of that prophecy. When you start looking at the cults, he follows all those patterns.
We have to go to a station break right now. If you'd like to join us on the air with a question for Pastor Mark Allison of the Free Presbyterian Church of Melbourne, Pennsylvania, if you have a question regarding Harold Camping, and if you are a follower of Harold Camping, we would love to hear from you, especially even if you remain anonymous. Our number is 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. We look forward to hearing from you and your questions right after these messages, so don't go away.
The New American Standard Bible has been widely embraced as the most literally accurate English translation from the original languages. Millions of people, students, scholars, pastors, missionaries, and laypersons alike trust the NASB, learning from it and applying it to the challenges of their everyday lives. Discover what the original text says word for word. The New American Standard Bible has been updated, increasing clarity and readability. Vocabulary, grammar, and sentence structure were carefully reviewed for greater understanding and smoother reading. In perfecting the updated NASB, more than 20 translators spent nearly 3 years scrutinizing the NASB in order to modernize it and maintain it in accordance with the most recent research on the oldest and best manuscripts. trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. For more details on the most literal Bible translation that is now more readable, visit www.nasbible.com. That's www.nasbible.com.
Hi, my name is Kristen Buttafuoco. My father is Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates, the personal injury lawyers. I've seen firsthand the time, love, and dedication that my dad puts into each and every case. His firm is dedicated to helping victims of accident and medical malpractice. It was his passion for his clients that inspired me to pursue a law career of my own. He has over 20 years of experience, so he knows exactly what to do for you. If you or a loved one has been injured, please call my dad at 1-800-669-HURT. That's 1-800-669-HURT. I know he will help you, just as he's helped thousands of other victims rebuild their lives. Hopefully one day I will be able to touch people's lives as my father and his staff have. So call Buttafuoco & Associates at 1-800-669-HURT and let them fight for you. 1-800-669-HURT. We help accident victims rebuild their lives.
If you're like me, you can never seem to find a battery when you really need one. But I've found the solution, so I'll let you in on a little secret. BatteryDepot.com provides you with an affordable, easy way to quickly get almost any kind of battery you need without ever leaving your home. Cell phone, cordless phone, digital camera, laptop, power tool, or any kind of battery for your home or industry. For only 99 cents shipping, it's cheaper than using gas, and 99% of all orders are shipped within 48 hours. Just visit BatteryDepot.com, or you can call toll-free at 1-866-403-3768. The prices at BatteryDepot.com are very competitive, and further discounts for multiple orders and tax-exempt organizations are available. Visit BatteryDepot.com now or call 1-866-403-3768. That's 1-866-403-3768. BatteryDepot.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Orange, and if you just tuned us in, this is the Iron Sharpens Iron broadcast. Our guest tonight is Pastor Mark Allison of the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, Pennsylvania, and we are discussing Harold Camping of Family Radio and his defiance, despite the fact that he, for the second time, has wrongly predicted Judgment Day and the end of the world. He continues to be defiant and give excuses as to his error and continues to minimize the seriousness of the error. By the way, I just want to let you know, Pastor Allison, I just got an email a couple of minutes ago from John Greer, the former pastor at Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania, thanking me for letting him know about tonight's broadcast.
Very good.
One of the most powerful preachers I've ever heard in my life, and Pastor Greer, I hope you're listening, and I hope to see you the next time you visit the United States, and I would love to invite you back to my congregation once again to preach. And I look forward to having a time of fellowship with you if God opens up that door. We do have a caller on the line. If you could please give us your first name and the city and state you're calling from.
Hi, Chris. It's Lou from Farmingdale. How are you?
Hey, Lou. How are you?
Good, brother. Hey, Pastor Allison. How are you?
It's good to meet you, Lou.
You too. The question is, since camping, from what I understand, he was asked to step down.
You mean he was forced to step down from his teaching role in his church, where he was a member? I think Lou already hung up to listen off the air. But that's what he meant. Mr. Camping was told that he had to cease from teaching in the Christian Reformed Church where he had been a member. But your comments?
Well, it's hard to know the heart of Mr. Camping, but it is a coincidence here that the very date that he gives for Satan giving over to the church giving over to Satan, excuse me, is that same year in which he was disciplined by his own church. He's not reneged on that, even though he said that May the 21st was a spiritual coming of Christ and a spiritual judgment, yet he still holds to the charts. He still feels that all the dates were correct that he has set. May the 21st, according to him, was a judgment on the church. That was
May the 21st, 1988. And then that judgment on the church resulted in no one being saved in the church or outside of the church, according to Mr. Camping. Then in 1994 began the Great Harvest, September the 7th. And then that harvest lasted till May the 21st, 2011. And now we have 5 months of tribulation where, again, I believe, and then the end of the world. Well, I know for a fact people have been saved. I've met them in my church. We've seen people come to Christ here. I've been to Liberia 8 times in the last 6 years. We have seen souls come to Christ there and inside the church. And what he's saying just is not true. But this bitterness against the church, this animosity toward it, it could go back to the fact that he's not had a pleasant experience with his own church, which tried to discipline him for some of the bad things that he was teaching.
We do have another caller on the line. Please give us your first name and the city and state you're calling from.
Jimmy in Newman, Georgia.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just had a brief question. Does Carol Camping have any family members that are believers that maybe have does anybody know that maybe they stood up to him or...
Yeah, I just heard that.
I think my answer over there.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for calling.
Right.
Keep spreading the word about the program in Newnan, Georgia.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot, brother. I heard that all of his 8 children, I think he has, all of them have opposed his date setting and other heretical teachings. Have you heard anything like that, Pastor Ellison?
I am not as familiar with his family. I knew that there was a brother-in-law who had publicly, back 9 years ago, come against Mr. Camping's teaching. I believe that brother-in-law is now with the Lord. I do know that at the station, there are many, many at the station who do not agree with him. Even Mr. Camping has admitted that on the air, that many of those who are at the station are in total disagreement with him concerning these charts.
It's interesting that they're permitted to work there, but I guess if he was to fire everybody that disagrees with him, he might not have a radio network.
Yes, that's it.
Our number is 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. Don't you think it is very proper that he be considered a false brother and an apostate because he has added to the gospel of justification by grace alone through faith alone in his insistence that one agrees with him and his predictions as a part of the salvation plan?
Yes, that's one of the errors that he has in the doctrine of soteriology that just is not acceptable to mainstream Christianity. It's not biblical. And Paul puts a strong emphasis that if you go wrong there, you are in the realm of a false teacher. You're teaching what is, to use the language of Peter, damnable heresy. And a soul that goes wrong on grace is wrong. May end up in eternity separated from Christ in the lake of fire. He's wrong when it comes to the atonement of Christ. He believes the atonement of Christ, the bearing of sin, took place in eternity past. Even though the scripture makes it very clear that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, 1 Peter 2:24. You can see the same emphasis in Isaiah 53, verse 12. And yet he says that Christ bore our sins. He died in eternity past. He was raised in eternity past. And in that resurrection, he became the Son of God. Those are teachings that only the cults in time past held to. How Christ could die before he had a human body would mean that deity died. And if he had a human body, then you have Christ with 2 human bodies. Besides that, Christ dying and his death has no connection with the human race. I mean, those are bizarre teachings. As well as his denial of imputed righteousness, he denies that openly. He knows about the doctrine. He used to be taught it. He said he was taught it when he was in Sunday school, but he openly, flat out, denies imputed righteousness, which is the heart of the doctrine of justification by faith. And then he puts a works mentality to the gospel so that if you do not agree with his prophetic chart and his teachings, you're just not saved. One lady called in and said to him, "Mr. Camping, I finally found a good church. And you're telling me I have to leave." And he said, "Well, if you don't leave the church, it's evidence that you're not saved and that you probably have the mark of the beast on you.
Oh, wow.
That's an awful teaching. And for to hang that around the neck of a true believer, if she took him seriously, it would drop her to despair. And yet this woman truly was a believer, and hopefully she was not taking him seriously at that point.
Our number is 631-482-8300. If you have a question for Pastor Mark Allison regarding Harold Camping's defiance, even after it was proven that his prediction of Judgment Day on May 21st was indeed incorrect, 631-482-8300. We would love to hear from you, especially if you are a follower of Harold Camping. But I don't know how many followers of Harold Camping listen to Iron Sharpens Iron. 631-482-8300. And this is quite a bizarre teaching that I've never heard anybody utter before. This belief that Christ died in his pre-incarnate state.
Yes.
Does he use that as a way to rationalize the true fact that Old Testament saints are in heaven, even though it was prior to the physical death of Christ? Is that what he's saying this for, or what's the purpose?
It's really bizarre. He's actually basing his teaching out of a passage in Revelation where it says that Christ is the Lamb slain for the foundation of the world, and he then takes that literally. He's not saying it's in the mind of God. He says he actually died. And then he goes to the point of saying that he bore our sins then. So you ask him, what was Christ doing on the cross? And it was just merely a teaching tool to show what took place in eternity past. But there was no bearing of sin on the cross of Calvary, and Mr. Campling boldly asserts. So yes, that would allow him to then say that the saints in the Old Testament were saved because Christ had already borne away their sins. He's playing games with theology, and what he ends up with is a monstrosity here. How did Christ die? I mean, that's a question that has to be answered.
Christ.
and if he died as God, then God died. That's absurd. And if he died as man, then he had to have a human body and soul given to him before man was created. So he's not of the seed of the woman. And what happened to that human body? Does he now have two human bodies? I mean, the whole thing is utterly, utterly bizarre. And of course, his followers won't put to him the real questions on these issues. They just take it as if it's truth and go on.
Yeah, isn't it ironic how this man, Harold Camping, who allegorizes and spiritualizes so much of the scripture that does not warrant that, he uses a literal interpretation for the lamb slain of the foundations of the world. That is strange indeed. We're going to be going to our final station break. So if you have a question, please call us very soon at 631-482-8300. 631-482-8300. And as I said, if you are a follower of Mr. Camping, you may remain anonymous if it makes you feel more comfortable. You can remain anonymous regardless of whether you're a follower of Mr. Camping. 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. Perhaps you would like some counsel from Pastor Allison regarding a loved one, family, friend, family member, friend, neighbor, colleague at work that is being duped by Mr. Camping, and you want to know how to minister to that person or persons, and you'd like some words of advice from Pastor Allison. Any question that you have about Harold Camping, 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. In fact, before I go to a break, I do have a caller that just called in. I will take that call now before I go to the break. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Please give us your first name and the city and state you're calling from.
This is Jason from Bullhead City, Arizona.
Hey, Jason.
Hey. I was interested in Harold Camping 20 years ago with Orthodox teacher, so I was wondering, what does that say about assurance of salvation doctrines, or assurance of the saints and once saved always saved? And
could you repeat that question, because I got a little static and I didn't hear the question.
Sure. 20 years ago, I understand Camping was a very Orthodox teacher, but today obviously he's a heretic.
Mm-hmm.
So how, first of all, what does that say about the doctrines of assurance of salvation, and I guess how humbling it is that it could be us?
I see what you're saying. Well, I still believe that a genuine regenerate Christian cannot lose his salvation. But what's your comments on that, Mr. Allison?
The Apostle John, speaking of those in his day who went out from them, said they went out from us because they were not of us.
Right.
And John himself knew personally what it was to have one of the 12 disciples turn out to be indeed an unbelieving man. He was an unbelieving man the whole time he was with Christ. Judas Iscariot, and our Lord said that he knew that to be true of Judas, and there would be those who would come up in the church, wolves in sheep's clothing, who appear to be sheep for a short time, and then fall away. Our Lord, though, in contrast to the wolves in sheep's clothing, said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life, they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." And so, eternal life, never perishing, no one being able to pluck them out of Christ's hand, certainly indicates that one who is truly saved will be saved forever. But when you depart from the words of Christ, you're showing that you never really follow them at all. And you can, with your mouth and with your intellect, understand and mouth that which is truth and not believe it. And we have seen that in church history. You even have a man like Balaam who was never saved, yet Balaam spoke the truth. He had to. God forced him to, and yet he went to his own place. So I don't believe that anyone who is truly part of the body of Christ, that is, they're indwelt by the Spirit of God, will ever apostatize from the truth. But there are those who say they are saved, and this is a fearful thing. They can be even among the 12, as Judas was, and yet give the appearance of being saved and not be saved at all.
Hey, Jason, have you ever called into the program before?
No, first time.
Well, go to sharpens.org. Scroll down to where you see my picture. It says Contact Chris Arnson. Click on that. Send me your full name, full address, and we'll have a genuine leather, a New American Standard Bible shipped out to you. Compliments to the publishers of that Bible, and also compliments of our premier sponsors, the law firm of Buttafuoco & Associates.
Thank you both.
Thank you. And our number is 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. We're going to be going through our final station break, so once again, please call us very quickly if you intend to call Pastor Allison with a question. 631-482-8300, 631-482-8300. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Allison.
The New American Standard Bible has been widely embraced as the most literally accurate English translation from the original languages. Millions of people, students, scholars, pastors, missionaries, and laypersons alike trust the NASB, learning from it and applying it to the challenges of their everyday lives. Discover what the original text says word for word. The New American Standard Bible has been updated, increasing clarity and readability. Vocabulary, grammar, and sentence structure were carefully reviewed for greater understanding and smoother reading. In perfecting the updated NASB, more than 20 translators spent nearly 3 years scrutinizing the NASB in order to modernize it and maintain it in accordance with the most recent research on the oldest and best manuscripts. Trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. For more details on the most literal Bible translation that is now more readable, visit www.nasbible.com. That's www.nasbible.com.
Hi, my name is Kristen Buttafuoco. My father is Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates, the personal injury lawyers. I've seen firsthand the time, love, and dedication that my dad puts into each and every case. His firm is dedicated to helping victims of accident and medical malpractice. It was his passion for his clients that inspired me to pursue a law career of my own. He has over 20 years of experience, so he knows exactly what to do for you. If you or a loved one have been injured, please call my dad at 1-800-669-HURT. That's 1-800-669-HURT. I know he will help you, just as he's helped thousands of other victims rebuild their lives. Hopefully one day I will be able to touch people's lives as my father and his staff have. So call Buttafuoco & Associates at 1-800-669-HURT and let them fight for you. 1-800-669-HURT. We help accident victims rebuild their lives.
If you're like me, you can never seem to find a battery when you really need one. But I found the solution, so I'll let you in on a little secret. BatteryDepot.com. provides you with an affordable, easy way to quickly get almost any kind of battery you need without ever leaving your home. Cell phone, cordless phone, digital camera, laptop, power tool, or any kind of battery for your home or industry. For only 99 cents shipping, it's cheaper than using gas, and 99% of all orders are shipped within 48 hours. Just visit BatteryDepot.com, or you can call toll-free at 1-866-403-3768. The prices at BatteryDepot.com are very competitive, and further discounts for multiple orders and tax-exempt organizations are available. Visit BatteryDepot.com now or call 1-866-403-3768. That's 1-866-403-3768. BatteryDepot.com.
More difficult these days in a culture dominated by commercialism to find a biblically sound local congregation that has not also caved into the mindset and methodology of mainstream media advertising agencies that seek to appeal to the appetites of the world. If you've been looking for a fellowship that still regards the Holy Scriptures as the only authoritative standard for faith and practice, and still believes that each and every word found there is equally inspired of God, please pay a visit to Massapequa Bible Ministries, near the border of Nassau and Suffolk counties on Long Island. Pastor Jack Thomas and the folks at Massapequa Bible Ministries focus their meetings on studying God's Word, which they believe should be paramount when believers gather together. Massapequa Bible Ministries meets at the facilities of the South Shore Dance Studio, 81 Grand Avenue in Massapequa, just two blocks north of the train station off of Central Avenue. Their Sunday services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and they have children's Bible studies and junior church services every Sunday. They also have Wednesday night prayer meetings at 7:30 at the home of members. Call Pastor Jack Thomas at 631-691-0063 for more details. That's 631-691-0063, or visit massbibmin.org. That's massbibmin.org.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnton. This is our final segment of tonight's interview with Pastor Mark Allison of the Free Presbyterian Church, Malvern, Pennsylvania, regarding Harold Camping's defiance, despite the fact he made a failed prediction of Judgment Day, which was supposed to have happened last Saturday, May 21st, and obviously that did not occur. Alrighty, and 631-482-8300, if you have a question, you got to call quickly because we are rapidly running out of time. It's like 3 minutes. Pastor Allison, what are your final comments to our listeners who have friends, family, and loved ones trapped in this cult of family radio?
Keep praying. The Lord is able to turn their hearts. You know, many of those who are following after Camping and lost their confidence in the Word of God on May the 21st, we would encourage them to come back and take a fresh look at Scripture without the glasses that Mr. Camping put on your eyes. Come and just look at the Word and read it and ask the Lord to reveal Himself to you from it. But those who are following Mr. Camping wholeheartedly and not wanting to make any adjustments to what he is saying, the warning is that God resisteth the proud but giveth grace to the humble. We would encourage you to humble yourself, quit putting upon Scripture Mr. Camping's views, and come and look at the Scripture as to what it really says. And if you have a family member that's bound by this, do not be dissuaded from your walk with the Lord. They are not being led by God's Spirit. God's Spirit has nothing to do with the teachings of Mr. Camping. You have the Spirit of God within you. If you're a believer in Christ, follow that Spirit, follow the Word of God, join yourself to a good Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church that takes a separated stand unto Christ, and the Lord will bless you, and hopefully through your testimony bring others out of this snare.
And wouldn't these folks, Mr. Camping and his followers, couldn't they be rightly considered a part of the group that Christ condemned for following the traditions of men rather than the Word of God?
Oh, they exactly are. They're following the traditions of Mr. Camping, because nobody in church history has taught these things until Mr. Camping taught them.
In fact, they're not coming from his people up the ladder to Mr. Camping. They're all coming from Mr. Camping. He is the mouthpiece giving vent to these strange doctrines. And then they become a tradition to the followers, and the followers have no choice but to accept them or be thrown out of the cult.
Well, I'd like you to let our listeners know, especially our listeners in Pennsylvania or those of our listeners who will be visiting there, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, if they want to visit us, they can come to 80 Malin Road. That's over where 30 and 401 intersect. We're in the Malvern area. That's halfway between Philadelphia and Philadelphia and Lancaster. They can write to us at MalvernFPC at yahoo.com, MalvernFPC at yahoo.com, or they can call us at 610-993-3170, 610-993-3170.
Thank you so much, Pastor Allison. Thank everybody who called in tonight, everybody who listened. I want you to all...